Hello and welcome to CCRN's In the Spotlight series, where we take a closer look at CCRN student research. I am Amy Heim, a research assistant with the CCRN, and today I have the pleasure of introducing you to Ana Carolina Estavas-Diaz. Ana Carolina completed her master's degree at the State University of Campinas, Brazil, under the supervision of CCRN member Cristiana Seixas. Since Ana Carolina was a child, she has been fascinated by the oceans and all the colors and forms that compose coastal land and waterscapes. Ana Carolina aims to understand how we as humans can reconcile our livelihoods with natural dynamics and other living beings that can benefit us as a source of food, shelter, joy, or spiritual values. Her thesis, titled Fisheries Participatory Monitoring at Tarituba Community, Paraty, Brazil, Reconciling Conservation and Small-Scale Fisheries, addressed two key issues associated with conservation in coastal environments, specifically the implementation of conservation practices without first contacting local communities, and she also helped develop a participatory monitoring program to reveal the ecological dynamics of fishing resources and the impacts these conservation zones can have on the livelihoods of local communities who depend upon them. Ana Carolina is now a PhD candidate in social and ecological sustainability at the University of Waterloo, Canada, under the supervision of CCRN member Derek Armitage. Thank you for joining us today, Ana Carolina.
Hi, Amy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell me, what excites you about the work that you did for your thesis?
Well, I got pretty excited about my master's research since it would contribute to a real world problem. And during my thesis, I contributed to the development of a participatory monitoring program of small-scale fisheries of a coastal community whose livelihoods strongly depend on fishing. And I actually was happy to reconcile conservation of fishing resources with local dependence on those resources and to identify together with fishers and managers a way to understand both social and ecological importance of the coastal environment and discuss the importance of that with them. And also my thesis was a pilot project for a new method to monitor social aspects of coastal environments to complement ecological data, which is the Global Socioeconomic Monitoring Initiative for Coastal Management, or SOCMO. And this method was implemented in more than 30 countries, and now it's in test in Brazil.
Did you run into any difficulties during your studies? If so, how did you address them?
Yes. One of my main difficulties was having access to public data compiled by the government. And a partnership between the agents responsible for fisheries management at the state level and the Secretary of Fisheries of Paraty maintained a point of collecting data on fishing Tarituba, which is the community I did my master's. And although this data is supposed to be public, when I requested the data, these institutions did not make it available. And the officials of the Paraty Fisheries Secretariat mentioned that the data is collected, but it is processed slowly. So I ended up without this data, even though I requested it several times during my master's research. And in addition, this nuclear power plant located in the surroundings of Paraty community, of Tarituba community, conducts a monitoring program collecting biological samples in the marine areas close to the community. But when I requested this data, the manager of Tamoy's protected area, he actually provided me with a CD-ROM with raw data collected by the company. However, this data was not up to date. And then in 2016, at a meeting of the Advisory Council of Tamoy's protected area, the nuclear power plant stated that they are changing their monitoring program. Nevertheless, when questioned about how data would be communicated to the public, the company representative stated that he did not have a plan to make the outcomes of the monitoring program available.
Tell me, how did your research affect the community that you worked with?
Well, my research contributed to the discussion about real concerns and interests related to the conservation and livelihoods of extractive communities that depend directly upon natural resources to maintain their livelihoods. And this research also recognized the efforts of fishers towards the conservation of fishing areas. And apart from that, we developed together with fishers and managers a monitoring program able to capture the importance of local fisheries to the community and also the influence of fishing to the coastal environment. And this work is supposed to contribute to a better management of the marine areas surrounding the community and also reduce conflicts with managers.
What do you think are the next steps for learning more about the topics you addressed during your thesis?
Well, based on my conclusions, I think that there is one relevant question that arises, which is, what are the formal and informal institutional mechanisms that favor knowledge co-production related to the various spheres of the socio-ecological system, focusing on the collective redefinition of the conservation strategies in progress towards a more sustainable management practice?
How did your research contribute to your field?
Although there are tools and methods to develop and implement monitoring programs by various stakeholders, there's also a lack of policy tools and political will to put them into practice, and the lack of institutional will of part of the Brazilian government to conduct participatory management processes considers the users of natural resources themselves as protagonists in monitoring makes it difficult to engage users. So advancing the sustainability of protected areas, I think it requires building trust, which is often disrupted during this process. And in the case of Tarituba, the monitoring program was drawn up jointly by the efforts of local fishers, managers of Tamoios protected area and other institutions. However, the participants feel discouraged to continue participating in participatory processes due to the lack of response from the federal government. And in addition, the implementation of a participatory monitoring approach is not sufficient to the effective incorporation of fishers' knowledge into monitoring. I think there is a need to recognize the advantages of using fishers' knowledge in a broad range of small-scale fishers' management issues beyond the design of data collection. And in addition, I think indicators and knowledge about all spheres of fishers' socio-ecological systems are essential for the advance of the ecosystem approach to fisheries. We identify the need for an emphasis on the monitoring step of management under interdisciplinary and participatory approaches that favor the sharing of knowledge and power. And special attention should be given when discussing challenging management issues, where co-production of knowledge can provide better understanding of local dynamics. Nevertheless, despite the many challenges faced in the monitoring of small-scale fisheries marked by advances and setbacks, I think Brazil is encouraging the participation of users with significant support from universities, from other research institutions, from NGOs, and also from some partners from the government. And in developing the monitoring program, I have also been able to confirm that the SOCMO method allows you to tailor the monitoring to the local context, and the application of the method should also emphasize the importance of process continuity and help participants think about how monitoring will be conducted over time. And the partnership with the government in the Brazilian initiative is an advance in the application of SOCMO. Even so, it is necessary to be careful avoiding interfering the participation of fishers and coastal communities in designing, monitoring, and also using the information provided.
Oh, thank you again, Ana Carolina, for joining us today and for sharing your thesis work with us. It was very interesting.
Oh, thank you, Amy. It was my pleasure.
If you are interested in learning more about Ana Carolina's work in coastal communities, I highly recommend reading her thesis and her publications, which we have listed on our website. Thank you for joining us today.